people out there, it's Mike of iWatchMike.com. Welcome to another episode of Talking Arrow, now available on iTunes. If you don't have iTunes, you can always check out audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, and you can find Arrow, The Flash, and many others that I do with my friends. Just, you know, we're fans. We're like, you know, not hardcore fans, but we're not like sucky fans. We're just fans. And speaking of a hardcore fan, Anna B from Australia, I still have not... I'm catching up to these episodes, but the fact is that she's the responsible one I've been saying for the past 5 or 6 episodes. So, yeah, so she's, she reviewed this one and I haven't watched it yet. Yeah, so that's pretty much it. So we're going to be talking about, actually, she's going to be talking about it. I'm going to be listening to my bedtime story, Arrow. The episode was called Fighting Fire with Fire that aired March 1st. Yep. So take it away, Miss Anna B. from Australia.
Well, Mike, I'm back this week and another episode of Arrow, which is called Fighting with Fire. And last week we saw Oliver looking at impeachment.
What?
Because he covered up Malone's death.
Oops.
So will he be able to get out of this or not? And the big question we find out this week, also the identity of Prometheus. So that seems to be coming to a bit of a head with that.
Oh, man.
I'm finding with this season that the Green Arrow is not around very much. It's really Oliver being the mayor and how he's dealing with everything. So I know I miss Oliver being Green Arrow. And also it's the team that's going out more than him because he's so busy playing mayor.
Uh-oh.
We've got Oliver going to Felicity to see if she can help him get her back and also to get her job back. And also with this, Thea's going to Felicity so she can try and help Oliver with his impeachment and for blackmailing one of the council members.
What?
So everyone's going down the wrong alley with their fighting fire with fire, and it's either going to hurt them or they're going to succeed with whatever they're doing.
Oh.
The vigilante's back and he's after Oliver because of all this impeachment as he has failed the city. But Prometheus is not very happy with that because he wants Oliver for himself. We see him throw him off the roof of a building.
What?
But the big thing is at the end of that, Prometheus takes off his mask and this is when we find out and reveal that he is actually Adrian Chase, the DA. So I'm finding it that he's on Oliver's side helping him with the mayor's office.
I did not see that coming.
But is he playing him by being Prometheus? And what is his end game? Because he's there for him, but at the other end, he wants to get rid of him. So we have to find out more why, but it's interesting now that we know who he is. But the team don't yet, so...
Who the hell's the vigilante then?
We find that quite interesting to see where this is going.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
Felicity is playing with fire. She's going to join Helix so she can get more information to help the team. And I don't know where that's going to lead.
That doesn't sound good.
I hope it doesn't backfire her with all this hacking and the information she gets from them, because they're going to want her to do something for her at the end of the day, and I think it'll cause her some problems.
Yeah.
So we get at the end of the show, we actually see Oliver get out of being impeached. He comes clean and makes Green Arrow the rogue. So I don't know how we'll go, because we won't be able to see much more of him, even though we haven't seen hardly any of him, because now he's going to be like a wanted person. And we see Thea wants to leave. She's resigned and she's leaving. So I hope that's not for good, that we don't see Thea anymore. And because of all of Felicity's hacking, Susan eventually gets her job back and goes back. But she says to Oliver she's going to keep his secret because she knows who he is.
Oh, Jesus.
With the Green Arrow.
Crap.
But I'm sure she has alternative motives.
Of course she does.
And I really don't like her. There's something going to go. There's something more to her, and I'm sure we'll find that out soon. Especially now we've got at the end where you see Prometheus coming. is he going to kidnap her or what?
Kill her.
But between the two of them,
that'd be awesome.
Something's going to go down with Oliver. So we'll have to wait till next week to see where some of this is going. It was a little bit bland this episode, I thought.
Really? Sounds crazy.
No, I mean, there was lots going for it.
Right.
But I don't know. It's just tiring up with the mayor and everything. It's just not getting back into the feel of the old ways, which I'm missing a little bit at the moment.
Yes, I can tell.
So until next week, we'll see you then, Mike. Let me see what you think of the episode.
Oh, I will let you know as soon as I watch it. Anna B, if you want to check out Anna B on Twitter, Traveler15 right there from Australia. This sounded pretty interesting. This is like a lot of crap going on. And I hope Thea's not leaving the series because that would suck balls. And Prometheus, I didn't even see it. I thought the DA was the vigilante. Then, oh, man. That was mind-blowing right there. I can't wait to watch this episode. Okay, so that's it, people, for the recap for Fighting Fire with Fire. That aired on the 1st of March. Yeah, so a new episode will be coming soon, and I will be caught up to that. And then I'll be able to give my thoughts when it happens, just like Miss Anna B. So that's it for the recap show. Don't forget, you can see, hear, feel, smell more Arrow recap shows. Talking Arrow on iTunes. You go to iTunes, search Talking Arrow, and bam, there it is. Or if you don't have iTunes, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find Arrow, The Flash, other shows that I do with my friends. Or go to my blog, iWatchMike.com. The blog has everything, but on the top, there's a little, I think a podcast iTunes tab. Click on there, and you can see everything there, whatever's easier for you. If you want to follow me on Twitter and Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, iWatchMike on Facebook, Snapchat's on my blog, and that's pretty much it, people. So have a great weekend. I'm going to start catching up on some Arrows. I'm going to continue watching so I can be like y'all. Everybody that's been tuning in, thank you very much. Next week, another episode of Talking Arrow with Anna B. and Mike Pierce. Bye-bye.